Paul Hankins.
And welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes where we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. This week we're going to talk about the upcoming issue number 10.
Yes.
What's been a while. Yes. It has been.
It's been a while since we've put an issue out.
And we're going to be putting this out on the 25th of November. That is the day before Thanksgiving, easy to remember.
So, mark your calendar.
And you can have a choice this year between two covers. There's the regular.
The A cover.
And then the B cover, which we like to call the COVID cover.
That's right.
Encouraging everyone to wear a mask.
Yes.
So, these will be out on, again, Wednesday the 25th. It'll also be available at Artith Merrick. It'll be available at Indie Planet. It will also be available on Kindle and possibly on Comixology. It may be later that it shows up there. We decided to go ahead and put it out.
Yeah.
Partly because there's also going to be a sale.
That's right.
ArtithMerrick.com will be having a sale, a 25% sale on Black Friday. And we want to make sure we have the issue out before then.
Yes.
So not only are the issues on sale, but so are the wonderful t-shirts that we have, including Team Marty and Team Eli.
Brand new for the issue.
That's right. As well as the old standards like On the Air with Power Squared and just Power Squared shirts and the mascot. There's a whole lot of t-shirts we have. That
including our ever-popular collegiate pattern.
And this will be your chance to buy one.
Yes.
At a discount. So, we thought we'd talk a little bit about the run-up to how we got to issue number 10.
That's right. Because otherwise, this podcast would be 2 minutes long.
So, of course, you've been reading it from the beginning.
Yes.
Right. I know I have.
But just in case.
The first two issues were basically kind of setting up the story.
Yes.
I think they're called First Adventure, kind of unofficially.
Yeah.
And basically, we meet everybody that kind of be kind of important in the story.
Yes.
We meet the Marty and Eli Powers. We meet their uncle, Brian, who they live with.
Yes.
We meet their friends, Kirby, Steve, and Don. We meet Jennifer Perry. We meet Mocha. We meet Dr. Atlas.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we also introduce characters that are going to show up in future issues.
Yes.
If you pay close attention. And some of them will, like Dr. Brubaker shows up. And then Dr. Jordan, these are, you know, and Instructor Miller.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot of stuff. So the first two issues are jam-packed full of introductions and dialogue and all that. That was the first two. And then the next three were With Great Powers.
Yes.
Something.
I wish we had just shortened the title.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
But, and that, those issues, that story arc, the boys sort of become heroes.
Yes.
At the same time, they battle a new villain, Dr. Brubaker.
Yes.
And he and his assistant,
Gail,
try to take the powers away from them, and they fight back.
Yes. And then, after that...
Because they're heroes, because what they've done is they have caught people that were trying to kidnap Jennifer.
Yes.
And because of that, they become heroes at the school. And Kirby, who had been sort of the ringleader of the group, is a little jealous. And so Dr. Jordan tries to help Kirby reach his full potential.
Yes.
Which includes the Viribus compound.
That's right. The all-important Viribus compound.
That's right.
The source of Marty and Eli's power. Kind of.
I like to think of it as sort of a compound that you have in your system because you have superpowers, as opposed to it's like, you know, the thing in Star Wars.
True. It's not midichlorians.
Yeah. But it's just sort of, you have this and you could, you know, you could take it out of your blood, I guess.
Well, I suppose my phrase is technically correct if you consider that Dr. Atlas thinks that's the source of their power.
Yes. And then, so they have to kind of battle their own friend.
Yeah.
And with Mocha's help, he doesn't remember. And then we have...
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves on that one.
Right. Well, and then we introduce Professor Thurm.
Yes.
And in the story arc, Mathmagical. Spell check it, it worked out. And so Professor Theorem is another associate of Dr. Atlas.
Yes.
And she moves as a, uses the Napoleon Theorem, if you've ever seen it. It's a circular kind of diagram, and she uses that as a portal.
Yeah.
And so she can wreak havoc, including almost getting Jennifer's dad thrown into jail.
That's right.
And the boys have to come to the rescue and, of course, stay behind the scenes. So.
That brings us up to...
What's in a Name, issue number 10. I'll hold that up again so you can take another look at it.
For those on Twitch.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, you can check it out on our website. We have all the issues sort of at least a thumbnail of a couple of the pages. You can check it out there.
Yes.
Including the COVID cover. It's there. And that website is powersquarecomicbook.com.
Yes.
And so in this issue, the boys have to battle a new villain, the Convincer.
Yes.
And
At the same time, right. Quincy Victoria Davidson, the editor of the school paper, right. The Hound Dogs Howl.
Right. That sounds familiar. It should.
develops a crush on Marty.
Right. So that's where we start off in this issue.
Yes.
So, What's the Name was, the attempt was to show, how did they come up with the name Power Squared?
Yes.
Because you would think, you know, Powers Brothers doesn't really sound.
Yeah.
It's like a circus act. You know, so that's how they came up with the name, because she was going to interview them for the paper and wanted to know what they called themselves.
Yes.
So they had to come up with something. And so we see them at the beginning of the story kind of working with their uncle Brian on some ideas.
Yeah.
What has not been used already? Like the Convincer. And so they developed this. They go have their interview with...
Quincy.
And then... You know, we've kind of set it up where Mocha had sort of an interest in Marty.
Yeah.
So the fact that Quincy has an interest in Marty kind of gives him a little bit of a an issue to deal with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mocha's pretty, but she's not human.
Yes, and we'll let you read the issue to find out where all of those threads go.
Right. Okay.
So I guess... The next thing to talk about would be any development of this issue?
Yeah, the original story was written back in 2015, so long ago now it seems. and we had, it was the Convincer was called the Persuader.
Yeah.
And Mocha wasn't in it at all, so we've done a lot of rewrites. What happens normally when we write something is there's a lot of rewrites at the beginning to sort of work out the kinks, and then there's a lot of rewrites before we start making it.
Yes, especially because the continuity had changed since we first came up with the issues, so we had to take that into account.
Right. So it went through like 14 versions, and the final version is actually when Rachel is drawing it, if she makes changes. Like, we'll say there's six panels, and sometimes she'll combine them.
Yeah.
So we're trying to have a sort of a continuity script going, so we will update it that way.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the process of writing it.
Yes.
So it sort of sat for a few years, and then we kind of, I think, have learned some things in the meantime.
Yeah.
And we're able to sort of put it together. But this has sort of been sitting around now for a while. Now, if you were... with us last year and you were part of the Kickstarter, this was sort of one of the digital prizes if you gave a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
That was to have a character named after you. Or actually nobody really had, well, I think one person had the character actually named after them. But you could name a character that was part of the deal, and that shows up in issue 12.
Yeah.
Right. So a little ways to go. But you would have received the digital copy of this at the time. So now it's made a year later, we're making it available.
Is there any particular reason for the delay that we want to share?
Well, there's all these little things. We wanted to have t-shirts.
Like this, if you're watching.
For the issue. And there was some delay in actually getting a design kind of done. There was, I found a kind of an error in the coloring of one panel kind of late in the process, and I had to get that fixed.
Yeah.
It wasn't a major, it was just, you know, someone's eyeglasses weren't colored the right way. But little things like that, sort of little delays add on. So, you know, it took a while. And then you have to get the t-shirts back. What do they look like? And then make changes to that.
Yeah, we had to look at the prototypes for the physical items. And that took a while to ship over here.
Yeah.
No idea if COVID had anything to do with it.
It's possible. And also the Postal Service was going through a slowdown.
Yes.
So all that sort of, enters into it. If we were a little, maybe what we should be doing is getting 11 ready now.
Yeah.
But some of it is sort of financial as well. We don't want to spend a lot of money on something we're not doing at the moment.
Because
we're trying to keep putting this book out. And we're up to issue 16. So we have books to come out for years to come.
Yes.
So, so it's sort of been kind of a, it takes kind of as long as it takes, I guess. And then we also were trying to redesign the website so that it sort of features more of the San Romero Hound Dogs.
Yeah.
So when you go there, once this launches, you'll see you will not be joining the conversation, as we say now, but you will be enrolling at San Romero Community College.
To continue your education.
Right. And then you will, our store will now be the campus store. And you can buy all the issues directly from there.
Yes.
So we're trying to make it easy, trying to make it interesting, we'll have some fun with the fact they're going to a community college.
Yeah.
So we hope you will have fun too.
It also helps promote brand unity.
Right. And we also have, through that, we have links to other, like Rachel's, her art page, and to Julia's Twitch account, things like that.
Yeah.
So we try to sort of spread the love, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Anything you want to say?
And if you get the print version, you'll notice that for the first time we have a 2-page spread.
That's right. We're trying. Yeah. There's a little more action in this one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of action in this story arc. Our first few issues are very talky.
Yeah.
There's action, but not as much as there is in the story arc.
Yeah.
So it starts to really kick ass in this one.
It seems that for one reason or another, the stuff that we've done with Rachel has gotten more action-oriented.
Right.
Over time. Yeah, because she can do that.
I think that we were very lucky to we can go back and see how wonderful she is. We were lucky to find her.
Yeah.
And you had an idea for something in here from another source.
Yeah.
And she was able to then, she knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was something that makes it a lot easier, I think.
Yeah.
So we're lucky. And then Nina Gaylord was the colorist. Now I want to give a little shout out to Julia Cannon, who's our current colorist. She's the one that actually put the little masks on them for us.
Yeah.
So, and she, does not get credit inside. she's getting it here, and she's also the one that fixed the coloring error. So we're very grateful to her as well. It takes everybody. It takes Trevor.
Yeah.
It takes you and me. It takes a team.
Yes.
Right. All right. So, anything else?
Can we push this past 15 minutes, or do you think we kind of ran out of things?
Again, it's coming out November 25th. It will be available on artithmeric.com. And these will all be links that you can find on our website. It's going to be available through Indie Planet in print and digital. It will also be available on Kindle. And eventually it'll be available through Comixology. I'm not sure what the date is. They haven't gotten back to us, but we decided we just want to go ahead and get it out because on the Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Artith Merrick will be having a sale, 25% off everything on their site. And of course, you just want to care about the Power Squared stuff on the site. But everything there will be on sale, including all the t-shirts, all the comic books, the trade paperback, the poster. It's all going to be available 25% off.
Yes.
Make a great Christmas present for yourself or somebody you think might enjoy Power Squared.
Yes.
All right.
So, if you want to see, if you want to keep up with these, with this podcast, then consider subscribing on whatever, wherever this is posted.
Right.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a like. If you liked this, comment if you have any thoughts on.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Subscribe if you want to see more, and ring that notification bell if you want to see exactly when these go up.
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.